China.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
This is their plan. These are demons.
He needs some milk.
I did not hit her.
Yo, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the fucking show. How is you doing? Yo, whoa. Look at me with my air horns. How you doing anyway? It is, it's 10:31. Can you believe it? In the jungle, let's listen. Yeah, you know, same shit every fucking day. 10:31 is June, it's May, it's April. What the fuck is it? It's April the, 19th, pretty much. And welcome to my radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to it. It's the fucking radio. Remember, you used to listen to radio in the car when you were young, before you had a phone. You might have your parents playing the old radio or the cassette deck with a cassette player on, and they used to play some fucking classical music, and you go to the beach and you get sick in the car because you weren't used to traveling in the car. Do you remember that? The smell of diesel. And the dirty, dusty window shield. And no one wore a seatbelt. And your parents would stop on the way back from the beach and they'd go to the pub and they'd drink 7 pints. Do you remember that? And then you're in the bathroom and some guy shows you his penis? What? I think this is just my memory. Anyway, I ran away. Other children with worse reactions would have just got molested and would be a victim for the rest of their lives and, you know, fucking be a bummer. Not me, though. Oh, my God, how sprightly was I? Dodged, ducked, got out of the bathroom. Didn't say anything to anyone. Didn't want to cause too much trouble, like. But I, by God, I didn't know what an erect penis was, but I knew it was trouble. I knew it was trouble. Well, I'm pretty sure that's what happened, of course. Who knows what your memory can do? Maybe it just blacks out a bit where it was like shoved down your fucking throat. Give me my air horn. Anyway, that was Ballycotton. Just outside Ballycotton in the mid-90s, maybe. Early to mid-90s. It's nice to have a memory just pop into your head, even if it's one that could have potentially been traumatic. But I won in that memory. Anyway, how are you guys doing? You good? In wherever you're at? I'm a bit fucking mental today. I've been fucking drinking coffee like an absolute cunt because I've been editing all day. What happened was, I was like, if I'm in this fucking Indonesia Ubud fucking hippie fucking gaff for a month because my missus is trying to get enlightened, I should go through all my comedy sets for the last 2 years and just edit them up and have some smashing clips, because that's what's cool these days, guys. Clips, man. You could have really cool clips, you know, with everyone laughing and you're doing crowd work. Like Andrew Schultz. Do you guys like that fucking faggot retard Andrew Schultz? That fiend fucking sucks. Yo. I suck, but he sucks as well, you know what I mean? Anyway, so I was going through my clips and turns out that a lot of them aren't great, really. I've got tons of me just ruining open mics. I've got clips of me doing really well with the other comics in the room. And then the audience are like, what the fuck is going on here? I'm like, you don't get it. You know why? Because you don't spend every night going to these fucking stupid open mics because you got a real life. And I'm mentally deranged now because I've wasted 10 years. Give it to me, you cunts. Anyway, there's nothing wrong with that. Do you know what I mean? So what I'm doing is, which I think is pretty clever. Guys, what I think is pretty clever is, I just went into my old phone and I looked at all the videos and none of them are even good. They're like bad, but they're funny in a way. Because you know what's funnier than actually shitty crowd work or a fucking joke that works filmed well? What's funnier is you losing the audience, bombing, saying slurs, and ruining the show. So that's what I'm doing. I'm putting together a compilation of me losing the audience, which is definitely funnier than Just doing. Everyone's doing clips. The fattest, retardedest comics I know are doing clips, and they look good for a second. And then you see them live, and you're like, I want to kill myself and my family. I want to murder my whole family in my house because this art is so bad. It's like Mrs. Brown's Boys. Remember? Did you ever see Mrs. Brown's Boys? And then your family, you're sitting around at home, and your mom laughs at it, and you're like, what I should do is I should barricade the doors and burn this house with my family inside. Burn this house with my hack family inside. Sorry if I'm a bit on edge. I've been editing all day. So that's why I'm making a compilation video that no one even fucking watch anyway. Even though, in fairness, for someone who doesn't do the socials really well, you know, I'm not really on the socials. Like fucking about a million fucking faggots in London that are good at social media and they're shit on stage. But since I've been here and been posting shit, my videos actually do get quite a lot of views. I think it's because I was posting videos of monkeys though. People like monkeys. So I think I was posting them and then now people are watching my stand-up videos as well. Anyway, I don't want to have good funny videos. I just want... I don't know what I want. Who cares anyway? Anyway, so I'm in immaculate physical health. You should see me. I can do like 25 push-ups now and it's not even hard. I can do pads. I can hit the bag for ages. I can do an hour and a half of yoga. I can spar a bit. In immaculate physically, mentally, absolutely fucking deranged. I guess it's because of I don't know, this jungle air is noxious, you know what I mean? It makes me think some queer thoughts. Anyway, it's great to be here. Guys, I highly recommend Indonesia. Beautiful people. The people are beautiful. The food is beautiful. The people are beautiful. The culture is beautiful. The incest. Not the incense. Not the incest. Christ almighty. Can we have a clean thought, please, for once? Can we have a clean fucking thought? Can we finish a sentence not... in a sinful way. There's a stillness in the air tonight now. There is. So, anyway, I'm going to keep on editing. This is the worst part, because I've edited about 5 or 6 clips together. And now I have to caption them. I don't really have to caption them. There's like AI that captions them. But I have to correct the AI, because the AI is a fucking spastic. It doesn't know... like, it doesn't... yeah, I've got an accent, right? Get over it. You fucking robot who doesn't have a conscience, who's not really alive. So it feels like it's mocking me when it does the AI to my accent, and it's like, I didn't say that. I mean, it might sound like that phonetically, but I didn't say that. Anyway, I might sound like a bit of a cunt these days, but that's because I'm getting slimmer. So what happens is, when you get slimmer, you start getting abs, you start getting some definition, you get a bit sinewy, you know what I mean? You get a few, your obliques start to show. You got that triangle thing going down to your penis. When you get into, like, you know, aesthetically pleasing condition, your mind is like, why don't I just be a fucking cunt to anyone fatter than me? I mean, it scientifically just makes sense. Okay. All right, folks. Alright, depending on what the next song is, we'll keep chatting. What's this? It's a 70s mix. Folks, what is this? Are we having a good time? Right now? Fuck yeah! Ooh! Oh man! I'm just cruising across the open road, and it's sunset. I've got a cigarette in my hand, I've got my sunglasses, and I'm drinking a bottle of whiskey, and I've got a Glock in the back seat. I'm going to go and kill my ex-wife and my kids. It's the start of a beautiful movie. Jane, you're a fucking dead cunt. Alright folks, that's about enough of that, right? Alright guys, have an absolutely wonderful weekend. The weekend's coming up. It's a Friday night. Oh my god. if it's Friday night there, go out and have a few shandies. Fuck it, drink a half bottle of whiskey and drive. Who gives a fuck? You only live once. Don't do that, because you're only responsible for anyone being in a fucking wheelchair. That'd be a bummer. Anyway, guys, God loves you, Jesus loves you, Allah loves you, the Buddha loves you. Love yourself. Peace out.